As far as I'm concerned, if it isn't chocolate, it just isn't dessert. But when in Rome, or in this case, the Florida Keys, it seemed appropriate to expand my sweet tooth's horizons and sample that staple of Key West, key lime pie. Now, I am no expert when it comes to pie, so I brought along my best friend Julie, a woman who thinks nothing of whipping up three different versions of fresh peach pie for supper. Julie and I set out to find the world's best key lime pie. First stop, a restaurant named Shuckers and a waitress named Rosie.
So, Rosie, why is this the perfect key lime pie?
It's homemade.
Out of what? What do you make key lime pie out of?
Key lime. This is key lime. They can be bigger, they can be smaller. I've got smaller ones.
And they're about the size, these are about the size of ping pong balls and just about as round and yellow.
And they're green inside. Tasty.
And they're green inside.
So I did.
They're not as sour as, oh my. They're not quite as sour as lime.
But they do pack a punch. And that citrus kick is what gives the egg and condensed milk custard of a key lime pie its signature flavor. Now, if you've never seen one, key lime pie is yellow, not green. It rests on a graham cracker crust and is topped by either whipped cream or meringue. Shuckers' version came with whipped cream. Julie and I picked up our forks.
It's very sweet and creamy. And then there's a very, very, very slight afterbite afterwards. But much sweeter than I thought it would be.
Yeah, but the sour comes through, too. I mean, the sweet doesn't cover up the real strong sour.
Not bad, but it was just the start of our quest. Since Key West is just about 30 miles from Cuba, we decided to try the dessert with a Latin accent at a restaurant called Plantains.
It is creamier than the other one.
Almost like rice pudding.
Rice pudding is a good description of it. And the crust is not as crispy. It's kind of soggy. You know what it is? It's the lime has seeped into the lime flavor has seeped into the crust itself.
Sure is good though.
It was very good. Interesting texture, not too sweet. Our only complaint, the whipped topping came from a can instead of homemade. But all those calories were adding up. It seemed time to do a bit of walking and a bit of research. We hiked over to the place where it was rumored key lime pie was first invented. Edith Amsterdam and her husband Alexander are the current owners of the Curry Mansion Inn.
The story we have is that the Currys originally had a cook maid here named Aunt Sally. And there was a time Vordens came out with canned condensed milk. There was no milk on this island. So as soon as she saw that, she knew what to do with it.
What she did was combine the canned milk with eggs and the juice from the local key limes, and the dessert became a culinary legend.
It turned out that the lime kind of cooks the eggs and the condensed milk and makes it into a custardy consistency and worked perfectly. And of course, the flavor of the limes, even more than lemons, kills the cooked milk taste of condensed milk.
But there's still the question of the topping. What's more traditional, whipped cream or meringue? I put the question to Bob Talman, co-owner of the Key West Key Lime Shop.
Now, there's some discussion about whether whipped topping or meringue is really the true key lime pie.
Well, your grandmother did not throw those egg whites away, so I would dare say that the meringue was probably the original version. It took them a long time to get that whipped cream in a can and pressurize to come out of a nice, smooth consistency.
If key lime is your flavor, this is your store. You can get key lime candy, key lime biscotti, key lime linguine, key lime white chocolate coffee, even key lime shampoo and moisturizer. Bob Talman says he did draw the line at key lime dog biscuits. Of course, you can also get a key lime pie to take with you or have one mailed to your friends and loved ones. The store currently ships about 75 pies a month. From Key West, Florida, I'm Kitty Feldy for The Savvy Traveler.
Now, if you're not planning a trip to Key West anytime soon, don't worry. Kitty left town with Aunt Sally's original recipe, which is posted on our website at SavvyTraveler.com.